A well-built wardrobe is about pieces that work together and hold up over time. That's what Quince does best. Premium materials, thoughtful design, and everyday staples that feel easy to wear and easy to rely on, even as the weather shifts. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts. Organic cotton sweaters, polos for every occasion, lighter jackets that keep you warm in the changing seasons. The list goes on. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middleman, so you're not paying for brand markup, just quality clothing. Everything is built to hold up to daily wear and still look good season after season. Guys, the coat I got from Quince was perfect for when I went home up north for the cold winter this holiday season. I got so many compliments. It was perfect, and it still looks like it just came out of the box. I'll be wearing it for years to come because the quality is that good. Also, they have so many awesome other things. I love their workout shirts. They have awesome polos. I got a couple button-downs to wear for date night, and even some sunglasses that look cool. I got all this stuff because the quality is great, and the online shopping experience for Quince.com is super fun. They literally have so many options. So going on their website and shopping is literally something that I truly enjoyed, and the products match. Everything is built to hold up to daily wear and still looks good season after season. Guys, the coat I got for my northern visit this holiday season was perfect. It kept me warm in the cold weather, and it still looks brand new out of the box, so I'm going to be wearing it for seasons to come. And guys, the price was spectacular. The online store is so fun and so easy. So if you're interested in that, you got to go check out Quince.com. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to Quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's Quince, Quince.com/crypto101. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/crypto101. New year usually means new devices. Phones, laptops, tablets, from grandma all the way down to the kids, or at least spending more time online. That's been a good reminder to actually think about digital security again. I've been using Webroot, specifically their Total Protection Plan, which is an all-in-one option if you want coverage beyond just antivirus. What stood out to me is that it combines real-time antivirus protection against things like malware and phishing scams, identity monitoring with alerts, and this is a big one, up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for eligible out-of-pocket costs if identity theft ever becomes an issue. Total Protection also includes tools like a password manager and web threat protection that blocks malicious sites before you visit them, plus options to protect multiple devices and even family members, all without slowing your system down or throwing constant pop-ups at you. So here's the deal. New year, new device. Whether you're upgrading tech or sticking with what you've got, now's the time to protect all your devices at 60% off with Webroot's trusted cybersecurity solutions. Visit webroot.com/crypto101 and get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com, webroot.com/crypto101 for 60% off. This offer is only available through the Crypto 101 link, so make sure you use it. webroot.com/crypto101 and get up to 60% off their Total Protection Plan. This year, choose protection that's right for you and live a better digital life with Webroot.
Welcome to the Crypto 101 podcast, presented by Gemini, your bridge to the future of money.
All right, everybody, welcome to a special edition of the Crypto Rundown, live from San Diego and in person with the entire Crypto 101 Crypt Nation team. I am here with Brian right now. Brian, welcome to the show. We are in our holding room doing our conference together here in San Diego, and we just wanted to take the time to make a quick update on our last meme coin episode because we gave out some absolute alpha, Brian. Punch the Monkey has taken over the internet. And if you listen to the rundown week in and week out, which is what we always preach, right? Like we want you to stick with us. There's highs and lows, there's bears and bulls, but there's nothing like giving out an absolute gem under $1 million market cap, which Brian did. He found it. And this thing is now an internet sensation. Punch the Monkey. So Brian, we're going to go over Punch the Monkey story with Brian, and then we'll go over a little bit of news and set up the rundowns for next week when we get back into our normal flow. But we just wanted to make a quick episode, say hi to everybody. We're here together on the weekend. Maybe some people might pop in behind us. Maybe we'll bring them in. We'll see. Who knows who could pop in at Crypto 101. It's really fun. But you nailed Punch the Monkey. Let's start from the top. Let's start from the beginning. because you're a visionary in these markets.
Well, let's start. Look at us, cleaned up quite nice, guys. You know, it's
not the normal hoodie for me.
Yeah, no, it's no big deal. We kind of look great, but hey, punch the monkey. We talked about it on the Rundown show. It's something I didn't personally invest in, but it was trending like crazy at the time, and I was hot and cold about it because the cute animal meta has been definitely up and down recently. We've had like the Mudangs of the world, that chubby little spicy pork pig that was viral across the world. But now Punch, a little bit different story around Punch the Monkey. I'm sure if you're watching the Rundown, you have internet access, so you probably know everything and anything about Punch the Monkey, but we'll recap it a little bit. It's a monkey in Japan that's at a local zoo that was abandoned by its mother. Never loved to like to hear that. Happens a lot though in the animal kingdom world. Latches onto the zookeepers because they're taking care of them. Then they decide to introduce Punch the Monkey to the other orangutans and the other monkeys. And it didn't go quite as planned. You know, this monkey was carrying around a stuffed orangutan IKEA orange monkey, the stuffed monkey, treating it like its mother. And I like to always say, we all have a little bit of a Punch the Monkey in us. You know, that vulnerability. You know, we're getting bullied in the schoolyard. You know, not us, but no, we're getting bullied in the schoolyard. Your peers.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, yeah.
That's Joe. We got Jay.
This is another Punch the Monkey guy.
Enthusiast. Welcome,
I
Joe.
I love Punch the Monkey. I am invested. I want to go visit him.
Aren't you? Yeah, you said that. You said you might go see him.
Yeah, I'm going to Japan 2 weeks as a pre-planned trip, but I'm going to take a detour.
We did this episode, it was February 18th. We're going to pull up the charts in a second. And you said you were going, you might go to the zoo. And we pulled up that tweet where it's like, we're sorry for the long lines for to come see Punch the Monkey. So yeah, we might get a live report from Joe if he's inclined enough to go. But what a call. Any thoughts on Punch the Monkey? Any thoughts on how you guys find these gems?
You know, I thought this trade was dead, but I'm seeing it more and more in my timeline. And Brian's like, there's no way this can go up. I'm like, you must not have been in the meme world long, my friend, young Padawan. But yeah, major influencers are just starting to make memes out of it to push their own brand. Hey, if Japan comes out and say, hey, this is the national animal, hey, we're going to the moon.
I think that's a good point. Is it started off as like, okay, this is a cute internet thing. It could have legs. And then, you know, you guys kind of put your formula of momentum moneymakers of diving in and trying to find these token prices that have this kind of virability behind them. And so we found it and we definitely thought, like, okay, this is a good formula. We could definitely see this. And then since we released that episode, I think what is the most interesting kind of what I brought was like, hey, I have some old friends at like say Barstool, and they have nothing to do with crypto, but they start making videos about Punch the Monkey, and I'm sending it to you guys being like, yeah, this thing hit another level. Like it's another level of jet fuel. And then the token price, which I'll share the screen now, is just soaring with the continued, you know, virality of this monkey. Like I haven't been watching like TV as much because we've been super busy here. But there's no doubt that this is hitting like the morning news, right?
No doubt about it. I'm getting text messages from friends asking me about Punch the Monkey, not about the token, about Punch the Monkey. And unfortunately, we never personally invested in it, Joe, or I did not. And then we didn't even give it a call to the community because some of these can get so hot and cold, and the market's been very in an interesting place a lot with a lot of these meme coins. But this Punch the Monkey is starting to give off a different vibe because there's a new story behind it every day. Latches onto this IKEA monkey. It's snuggling it. Tries to get embraced by the other live monkeys. And then there's that video. You guys saw the video when the other mother monkey like dragged Punch around. It was horrible. It like made me feel bad. Dragged it around. And of course, where did Punch go? Right back to the stuffed animal. To be embraced. To be loved. Now we're getting a little bit more updates here. You just told me a little bit ago that Punch is getting groomed by another monkey. So it looks like the monkeys might be embracing it.
More than one monkey is now embracing Punch the Monkey. And more so than Olympics, this is bringing humanity together. And I'm not invested financially, but more importantly, Brian, which is a key indicator on how we find these memes, I'm invested emotionally, my friend. I've never seen Brian so passionate about a content piece he made that did really well, and that's because we love to stay on monkeys, I gotta say.
I'll tell you what, you nailed
it.
It's bringing people together.
We have somebody on the team who doesn't hit the airwaves as much. His name's Cayman. Cayman, come on in here. Cayman texted us 3 minutes, but he wasn't even in the room. Cayman wasn't even in the room, and he texted us at 9:49, 3 minutes ago, and it says, Punch crosses $40 million market cap. Cayman, welcome to the show. Welcome to the rundown. You seem to be in on the Punch madness. You're texting us while we're recording a Punch episode. You didn't even know.
That's true. That is true. I saw that come through the airways here, crossing the $40 million market cap. What'd you call that?
Well, we talked about it on the rundown. There's a big difference between calling it, but we talked about it on the rundown and gave everyone a heads up right around a $7, $8 million market cap.
Right, so here. We're sharing it on the screen right here.
5X.
Would you like to be on the rundown?
No, thank you.
Guys, we're live here at the event. You never know what's going to happen. It was a clean 5X. If you listen to the rundown week in and week out, this is what we do. We surf the internet. We give picks. Now, again, what you really want to do is you want to go click the link below for the Momentum Moneymakers, because that's how you get these first alerts. That's how you get the emails and the videos from Brian, from Joe, who are going to give you these first alerts where, hey, maybe you get it under $1 million, like where you found it. And that's where you get the generational wealth.
That's when we talked about on the rundown. I did see this under $1 million market cap. And this was a hard one to predict, because this has happened in the past and it gets run out, or you're worried it's a farm. But nothing can stop this Punch the Monkey right now. It's tough. Where do you guys think this goes? Do you think it? You think we're topping out? Do you think the love from the other monkeys?
So what? Mudang went what? We're at 40 now. Mudang went to 400.
Before 500 million.
So in
a billy
in a bull market, I think this goes for, I don't know, goes for the crown of Mudang. You said it best on one of our shorts that we made the other day. If you haven't seen it on the YouTube, go to the shorts page and watch the one with Brian. It was hilarious. You called Mudang this.
The spoiled little fat pig. Everyone's comparing Punch the Monkey to Mudang. Mudang was loved. He was fed. He was cared for.
Bathing him. And then,
I mean, it was adorable. He was cute. I mean,
I think people like an underdog story.
Well, that's why. Like, if I'm an investor right now, I'm looking at the technicals. I'm looking at the fundamentals. And I'm getting a little shaken up with it being embraced by these other monkeys. I need controversy.
Right, you want the controversy.
I want to see that stuffed monkey go down.
Okay.
For price action. Not because it would hurt my heart, but if those other monkeys would rip that stuffed animal apart, this thing's going to 200 million. If it gets embraced, if it gets loved, I don't know. This might be the top. It is a tricky area right now.
I'll say if it's bull market conditions, that this thing goes to 200 easy.
Oh my gosh. Right. It's over a billion. It's a billion. It's billion.
Oh, you think it blasts Mudang?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, Mudang was the appetizer to the main course. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many levels of this. The rejection, the embrace. It gets rejected again. It being a baby, it latching onto the zookeeper. Like I say it time and time again, we all have a little Punch in us.
We have a little, we all have a Punch.
We all relate. You know, we all have a little Mudang in us too, you know? we're eating some big nachos, big flavor nachos last night.
We're
stuff
eating those like Cal Fender burritos.
Friend of the show up here.
Friend of the show out of nowhere. Yeah. Come in. I don't know if you want to be on. Come say hi. Come say hi. This is the guy. This is the guy that does it all.
No, don't lie.
Are you acting?
Say hi to the people. This is
what are we on?
You don't have to hold it too close. Like right.
How does this thing work? Is this thing on?
This is Ken. We're talking about how on the rundown, this guy called Punch the Monkey at like under a milli market cap. We brought it on the show. The people are getting 5-8X's on the podcast, and we're saying, guys, you got to go check the link to get in the Momentum Moneymakers community, because then you're getting at under $1 million market cap. That's 40-50X. And in a bull market, this thing's going from 40 million to 200. They're saying this is bigger than Mudang. Do you think Punch the Monkey is bigger than Mudang?
What Mudang is what people are going to be saying.
We think everybody has a little bit of Punch the Monkey in them, compared to Mudang is a spoiled fat hippo.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like he's up in the, you know, we want to take Mudang down. We need to take him down a level.
Yeah. But the only thing I'm a little worried about is Mudang might eat Punch the Monkey.
Mudang versus Punch in some Asian zoo?
That would cause a major spike in the price. You know us.
Can we merge the meme coin market with Poly Market and get Mudang and Punch the Monkey in a whole, like, what do they call that? Like a WWE cage match.
I would have to think the monkey, even at its young age, it's resilient. It has the thumb. I think you could take it down.
The bonus on the opposable thumb.
Big opposable thumb. Yeah. And I guess he could use the arms of the stuffed animal monkey, like maybe a choke.
Yeah, I mean, look at Tom Aspinwall. He got poked in the eye with a finger, and he went down. He's down for months. I mean, that monkey, all he's got to do is poke that little fat piece of pork down. It's game over.
All right. Well, not personal financial advice for anybody, but punch the monkey at a $40 million market cap. Going higher for lower from here, Kev?
We're going higher.
We think in bull market conditions, this would pass Mudang.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing, we have fun, we joke, but I think the most important thing is showcasing that our skills are sharper than ever. Winners are harder to find more than ever right now in the trenches, in the bear market, and these guys are pulling things out of their hat at 100K all the way up to 40 million. I think that's the biggest takeaway from this event this week.
You know what's wild? How many guys hit their 30s and suddenly everything feels harder than it used to? Your energy dips, the focus isn't there anymore, and gym progress stalls. The conversation almost always turns to testosterone. So I've spent a lot of time digging into this, not just the headlines, but actual studies, ingredients research, and talking to people who've gone down the TRT road. And once you really understand what traditional TRT involves, it includes lifelong injections with needles, shutting down your body's natural production, fertility concerns, and it really makes guys pause. That's why I've been paying attention to Mars Men. It's designed as a TRT alternative, not injections, not synthetics, just a stack of well-researched ingredients like Tonga Ali, zinc, and boron that are used to support healthy testosterone function. I've seen the science behind these ingredients, and I personally know guys using it who say they love how steady their energy feels. No spikes, no crashes, and no needles. For a limited time, our listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. Mars Men is made in the USA, third-party tested, and backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. Over 91% of its users report higher energy levels, and the reviews speak for themselves. And again, for a limited time, our listeners get 50% off for life, free shipping, and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off for life, free shipping, and 3 free gifts. After checkout, make sure you tell them that Crypto 101 sent you. Are you interested in effortlessly growing your Bitcoin portfolio? I sure am. The Gemini credit card earns you Bitcoin back on every purchase. Use it just like any other credit card when you buy lunch, gas, or even just your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. All that with no annual fee. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stack. Guys, you've heard us talk about Gemini now every single episode, and we love and appreciate that they've been a sponsor because we use their products, whether it's the exchange or the card. They have been leaders in the space for so long. So if you're interested in earning crypto rewards for your everyday spending, go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. See the link in the description for more information regarding rates and fees.
Issued by WebBank. Some exclusions to instant rewards apply. This is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. Check Gemini's website for more details on rates and fees.
What were some other the cute animal beta metas out there? It was Mudang. There were some other ones out there.
Yeah, the penguin.
Oh. The fluffy penguin. That penguin.
Oh, the one going into the void?
Yeah. Well, the White House. Well, I mean, the White House, the white tweet, a punch the monkey. That's not off the table. Yeah. That is not a 0%.
Wait, is that the catalyst for the next leg up?
It feels like a no-brainer. If I'm Donald Trump right now and I'm talking about tariffs, talking about the Supreme Court nixing my tariffs, and I'm like 10%, 15%. Throw a tweet out about Punch the Monkey. Pull this all together. We're going to 200 million if that happens.
That might be the next call.
But as of right now, I'm not buying a 40 million. I'm going to be completely right with everyone, but I want this to succeed. I want this to go to billions because the money's got to flow somewhere. And if you're getting into Punch the Monkey, you're buying these meme coins, you probably should be, but you're not rolling that back into Bitcoin. You're looking for the next meta out there, next cute animal that's going to be roughhoused into. Why is this all happening in Japan? Wasn't Mudang in Japan too?
Thailand.
Oh, okay.
So far we're staying in the same geographic area.
Yeah.
But there's no competition.
Yeah,
there's no one to like punch.
Maybe we can start some controversy at the San Diego Zoo later today. A little team outing and stuff.
Yeah, we got a friend of the show, Alex.
Alex,
punch the monkey at a $40 million market cap. Are you buying here or is it going higher or lower? Punch the monkey.
Yes.
As you can see, not everybody's in the trenches as deep as us. Let's see. We got, wrap it up. Let's wrap up Punch the Monkey, and then we can set up next week's shows with, we had a ton of news this week. However, we've been so busy kind of getting together, being out here in San Diego. We don't have a full rundown sheet ready for you. A little tease for next week. But Punch the Monkey, where does it go from here? What do people need to know? And kind of just, what are you looking for to see whether this flame is going to be snuffed out or if it's going to be an absolute wildfire?
See, this is a tough spot for me to buy at because it's tens of millions of dollars in a market cap and it's going up in a straight line. But with that being said, we got the Barstool boys talking about it. I'm getting friends texting me, asking me about Punch, and they're not asking about the meme coin. They're just asking, they're sharing these memes all around. And that's the type of community, that's the type of viral instances you want in these coins. I think the way this goes up is that we need that stuffed animal that he thinks is mom to get ripped apart. Something like the monkeys get on it. I don't want Punch anything to happen. Remember, it's a stuffed animal. That would make the price go crazy. Or we probably need the White House to like tweet it out.
And I like the Woodhouse play.
These ones aren't all zero chances. I mean, these are double digit probabilities. Maybe I will open a market later on Polymarket. Chances of Donald Trump tweeting Punch the Monkey, and with the Supreme Court tariff stuff going on.
I was just gonna say, it's like the monkey meme could be like, that's my tariff. That could be it. I could see that.
It could be it, but it's tough for me to call it. Joe, what's your gut telling you?
I'm going crazy here. The Simpsons could put them in the show. Gary V has utilized any action this monkey takes is turned into a meme, whether he's surrounded by monkey friends, you need a close circle of friends. Whether he's isolated with a stuffed monkey, you need a loving mother. Eyeballs are going to be very close on his next move because it will be viral or made viral. Now, on the flip side, controversy, what if Punch punches another monkey? Oh. That would just not be good for the token.
Yeah.
But it would be another viral meme moment.
It would be unbelievable.
Press is not bad press. Everyone's eyeballs on it.
I kind of like the negative press, whether it was the monkey gets torn up or he gets in a fight. Yeah, the lovey-dovey stuff would, I think, ends this.
I think him punching another monkey might be good because he's grown up. He's
it would be great. It's
the best comeback story of all time. We need him to punch another monkey.
Yeah, I mean, from a humanitarian point of view, we would probably not want that. But for anybody's bag,
of course,
right?
This is hypothetical punch. Yeah.
But from anybody's bags, if you're a zookeeper. And you could load up a phantom wallet, get a couple soul in there, and you want to have a little bit of fun in the trenches.
That's actually a great invitation. Maybe, if you're a zookeeper at the zoo, the DMs are open to discuss possible strategies.
Maybe you just put like a couple adult monkeys on one side and Punch on the other, and you just put like one banana, and you walk away. You're doing your job. You're feeding them. You're giving them a treat. But you just there's a lot of outs. There's a lot of outs for generational wealth. And there's a lot of outs to go to zero, but this is such an important time in the trenches in the meme coin market that we spun up a rundown at one of the most important meetings that we have all year because we needed to dedicate more than just a few minutes of time to talk about Punch.
Well, and we got to take a victory lap. I mean, it's an unbelievable skill set that you guys both have. It's an unbelievable program that Momentum Moneymakers is. So one final plug, hit the link below. You want the first alerts. Again, you can listen to the rundown. There's alpha here, there's alpha there. 5X is great, and 8X is great, but you want 20Xs, you want 30Xs, no, that's only in the private community. So check the link. We'll wrap up with next week. I have a great show planned for Tuesday. There was an awesome, what was over in West Palm? It was like the crypto White House summit, not at White House, at Mar-a-Lago. You know, Brian Armstrong was there, all the Trump family, the World Liberty Five Forum, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, it was just,
so all the crypto people were there. They kind of were doing their media. They had a bunch of media hits down there, and that was the day that the Clarity Act spiked from 50 to 85%, and now it's hovering, I think, around 70. So we'll have a full update on that. There's a couple people that are saying that the Saudis are buying Bitcoin again. So we're going to have a full update on that. We'll get Brendan in with some technical analysis. And then again, we will continue to cover the Punch the Monkey saga. But that's it for our quick weekend update. We really appreciate everybody listening. Thank you guys for having fun with us on the Punch the Monkey. What can we say? We give out winners. That's what we do here at Crypto 101. That's what we do at Crypt Nation. We hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.